And so my agent, I sent her the first 70 pages of this book, and she says, you know, I think if you cut the stuff about your family and cut the social criticism, you have a book.
You have the joke.
It's pretty funny because she also called me a nihilist, which I had to look up in a dictionary because I didn't know what it meant. And the first definition is not accurate for me. The first definition is somebody who hates life or thinks life has no meaning, which is obviously not true. Well, it's obvious to me. And the second definition is somebody who thinks a society is so rotten it needs to be taken down to its core, which is me. I'm absolutely nihilist. Okay, so I got this book, then I got the book coming out next spring, and then right now I'm writing a book about how to take down civilization. That'll come out the year after. Oh, so what else she said? She said, you know, your book is too angry. And so I really want you to cut back on it. You're gonna scare away potential readers. And this was April 22nd, 1997, that she said this to me, which was the day that the US-backed troops in Peru slaughtered the Tupac Amaristas. I wrote her back and I said, so far as the anger, there's this blues DJ I listen to once in a while who, after some song, would say, if you're not moving after that one, you're dead from the butt down. Well, if you're not angry and frightened now, you're dead from the heart in. She didn't like that very much. And then the other thing I said is, you know, if these Tupac Amaristas are going to get their lives, the least I can do is tell the truth. You're fine.